Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study Galatians chapter 3, we were taught that the commitment between a man and God should be the same as the commitment between a man and his wife. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You know, I dated other young ladies before I married my wife. We've been married over 46 years now. But there was a day when I asked her to marry, and she said yes. Then we went before the preacher, who was also my dad. And at that wedding, he said, to keep thee only to her so long as you both shall live. And I have honored that word. But you see, I may have dated a few girls before her, but once I turned to her, I forsook all others. You know, that is the idea of repentance. I am turning to him. My allegiance, my connection is with him. And you say, well, why would you use the illustration of marriage? Because marriage is what God uses. He used that in the garden, that a man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife ever before man fell. We see that in Ephesians chapter 5, as he talks about the relationship of husband and wife, he tells us in verse 32 there that he was actually speaking about Christ and the church, or Christ and the saved. And so marriage is really an illustration of the relationship with the Lord, not the relationship with the Lord, an illustration of marriage. Now, I understand there are good marriages, there are average marriages, and there are bad marriages. But those people are still married. Now, it's not unusual for me to go into a home and talk to people and find out that they're not married, but they've been living together. And I made this offer, and most often it's refused. But I say, look, if you get married, I'll buy the marriage license. We'll take care of that this week. Oh, I tell you, that person that said he loved them, we find out that he really and she really just lusted them, not loved them, because they're unwilling for a commitment. Well, my friend, that's the kind of commitment. It's a fellowship. That's what the word fellowship has, the idea of a partnership when you come to Jesus Christ. So, I believed that I loved this woman that I married, and I believed that she loved me, and we were willing to make that commitment to one another. And we do that because we had faith in the provision and the work of God in salvation. So when I turned to him and said, yes, I'll give you my life today. I give you my life now, forever. It is on faith of his word that my salvation was forever. You know, it's interesting today that people speak of transgender. And I thought it was interesting that recently, now of course this is the month of June, but recently there was a lady in the state of Washington. And she was telling people that she was black when she was actually born white. So she may be transracial. Now, when I got saved, I was cleansed of sin by the blood of Jesus Christ. And at the same moment, baptized into the body of Christ by his Holy Spirit. I was transformed. I wasn't transgendered, I wasn't transracialed, but I was transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm happy with the gender God made me and the race God made me. And I'd be happy whether I was a different gender or a different race. Because the important thing in my life is not my race or my gender, but rather the important thing is to me is because I have been transformed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I have been transformed by the Spirit of God. And therefore, I need to live a transformed life. Romans 12:1-2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. A change that starts on the inside and works its way out and affects your outside. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? In the Word of God. By the way, let me just insert this. Don't get off track with these, I better not say idiots, although that's the way I feel about it, ignorant, idiotic, and if people forgive me, stupid. You know, I can say the worst four-letter words in the world and people hardly say anything, but if I say stupid, boy, they get all bent out of shape. But regardless, people say empty your mind and just sit there. Don't think on anything and just let it, whatever comes in your mind, hit your mind. And they call it meditation. No, that is baloney, and that is opening yourself to the devil. No, the Lord gave us the way to do it. You get into the Word. His Word tells you what to do and how to do it and what to think and how to think. Matter of fact, in Philippians, the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Paul, said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there any praise, think on those things. So there's so many other things to think on, and it all comes from God's Word. So meditate in the Word of God. The Psalms is filled with that. Meditating in the Word of God. So don't let man get you off of that. I know in Galatians 3:28, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you're all one in Christ Jesus. Now, boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of people that have used that today for causes that have nothing to do with the Scripture. The idea is that now a person says, well, look, I'm not a male or a female. I don't know what I grow up. Look at your birth certificate. It'll tell you if you was born a male or a female. It'll tell you what you are. The important thing is to realize if you've received Christ as your Savior, that you are in Him and you are one with Him, because now you're not looking at Jew or Gentile or male or female. You're looking at one in spirit with Christ and a new creature in Christ Jesus, transformed by the blood and person of Jesus Christ. Ours is to have faith in that great provision that He's made for us. So, why the law? Well, the law was necessary for us to realize we're sinners who cannot save ourselves. The law is showing us God's purity, holiness, ethics, and expectation. And my friend, it helped man, that is, law helped man to realize that he couldn't keep the law. Try as he may, he can't keep the law. Do you realize that Peter, I mean, this is a good man, in Acts 15:10, he realized that when there were the Judaizers trying to say, hey, we need to make these Gentiles that are said they're getting saved, we need to make them keep some of these things of the law. They need to get circumcised. You know, they needed to maybe take a Nazarite vow or whatever. But Peter says in Acts 15:10, under the inspiration, the power, and given and speaking every word given him by the Holy Spirit, now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they, even as those Gentiles. We get saved the same way. Ours is not better. Ours is not worse. Anybody that is saved is 100% a Christian. They're 100% saved. And if you're saved, then that person's 100% your brother, 100% your sister, as the case may be. Works added to faith would disannul the covenant, since any kind of dependence on works would be abandoning faith. You see, faith is the opposite of works. It's trusting the Lord. Now, we have a faith that works. Don't get us wrong on that. We have a faith that works. But our faith is not to be that which says, if I put my faith in my works, I believe I'll make it. No, our faith is in the finished work of Jesus Christ and being one with Him, loving Him, accepting Him as our Lord and Savior. He's Lord. And just, again, in the marriage union, He's the husband. He's the head. We are submitted to Him. And so our work is not a work in the thing of, oh, this hard labor. Oh, what a cruel taskmaster. Doesn't matter what the labor is. It's a labor of love, regardless of the effort, the sweat, the hardness. It's a labor of love. It's like the lady having a baby. It's a labor of love because she loves that baby. And she forgets the pain for the joy of the child that God has given to her. So, anyone who claims to be saved on the basis of faith plus works is still without salvation. Why? Isaiah 64:6 says that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, that is, the righteousness of Christ, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. God will not break nor change any part of this covenant until all and every part and promise are completely fulfilled. Now, this covenant, this promise, this salvation, listen closely now, this is not a license to sin, as some would teach, because it is understanding. He is not forcing me to repent. Rather, He lets me know I have sinned against Him, and He is willing to cleanse me if I'm willing for Him to take sin's power away from me and commit my life to Him instead of this world.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.